Hi there, this is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News Team. And this comes from Harpers.org. It was posted on the 17th of January, 2012, by Justin Stone. For Harpers, you too can get this as an email if you go to Harpers.org and sign up for it. And this is the news. However, before we jump right into the news, I have to make a comment. I watched part of the South Carolina Republican debate last night, which was evidently only televised on the faux news, on Fox News. And while I have watched some of the previous debates, or portions of them, as much as I can stomach, last night I simply could not believe what I was seeing and hearing. Now that there are no black men or any women at all, or anybody who has any real intelligence in this group of people, it seems that all of the overt racism, the defiantly classist attitudes, and even sexist attitudes were coming out in full force. And, of course, it was the right thing that it was on Fox. Now, I don't want to be a hater. I have plenty of disagreements with Democrats. But Democrats do seem to be at least interested in facts, whereas I didn't hear any facts last night. I heard blatant blanket lies over and over and over again by these so-called candidates. Again, I don't want to be a hater, but it sure seems to me that these people do not appreciate or love the country that they're living in. They seem to not at all understand that this country voted for Barack Obama and made him president. They act as though that was the stupidest decision in the world, and all they have to do is reverse it, when the real fact is that they're not keeping up with the world that they're living in. That's the impression I got. Gingrich is still going on about how kids in schools should be working as janitors. Essentially, he wants, and he's talking about inner city urban kids. He says in New York that janitors get paid tons of money, and you should fire a bunch of janitors and hire the kids to do the work. 30 kids per person or something. So the kids should make about $1.20 an hour. What Gingrich is really talking about is that young urban Hispanic and black kids shouldn't have to go to school at all. They should just work. In fact, there's another word for that. Slavery. That's what I hear when he talks like that. And, of course, no interest in child labor laws. And, again, no appreciation of a skilled trade for janitors. And it goes across the board. Again, Ron Paul, who I disagree with on every level, was the only one who made any statements that were factually correct, but he was booed for these things. Whereas if anybody said anything that was pro-country, even though it's meaningless since they don't like the country that they're in, that got cheers from the audience. This is very disturbing because we're not being served by these people. The country is being let down by the Republican Party. And again, I don't want to say that the Democrats are better people, but they're better people. All right, this is the weekly news and review. So let's see what's happened in this world. Tunisia commemorated the first anniversary of the Arab Spring and of the ousting of President Zine Al Abidine Ben Ali by pardoning 9,000 prisoners and commuting 122 death sentences. Myanmar released 651 political prisoners, leading the U.S. State Department to move toward restoring full diplomatic relations with the country for the first time in 21 years. Nobel Peace Laureate Mohamed El Baradei ended his bid for the Egyptian presidency, citing his country's military autocracy as an insurmountable obstacle to legitimate elections. The regime did not fall yet, he said. Hundreds of Saudis gathered to protest the killing of a young Shiite man by security forces. And Iran's Revolutionary Court sentenced to death Amir Hekmati, an American citizen accused of spying for the CIA, who claims to have been visiting his grandmother's. The following day, an Iranian nuclear scientist was killed by a magnetic bomb that was attached to his car while he was stuck in traffic in Tehran. Iran blamed the United States, the United Kingdom, and the International Atomic Energy Agency for the assassination. Our response will be a tormenting one, said General Massoud Jazayeri, for supporters of state terrorism. In Caracas, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad joked with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez about firing an atomic bomb on Washington. The fuel of that bomb, said Ahmadinejad, is love. An Iranian medical journal published a study of a 21-year-old who developed a permanent erection after having the phrase, "Good luck with your journeys," tattooed on his penis. Based on our unique case, wrote the study's authors, we discourage penile tattooing. Mitt Romney won the New Hampshire Republican primary. John Huntsman, who placed third behind Ron Paul, withdrew from the race and endorsed Romney. Newt Gingrich visited Georgetown, South Carolina, to highlight steelworker layoffs that he said were the result of corporate takeovers brokered by the investment firm Romney co-founded. And Romney gave an estimated $50 from his wallet to Ruth Williams, who had followed his campaign bus to the airport. God didn't tell me to go to nobody else, said Williams. He told me to pray for Romney. Warren Buffett offered to match any voluntary contribution made by a Republican congressperson to reduce the national debt. I'll even go 3-for-1 with McConnell, said Buffett of the Senate Minority Leader. Standard & Poor's downgraded the credit ratings of 9 of the 17 countries in the Eurozone. And piracy was found to be an important driver of the Somali economy. A military crackdown, wrote British economist Anya Shortland, would deprive one of the world's poorest nations of an important source of income. Researchers determined that Friday the 13th is a good day for the stock market, that nicotine patches reduce memory loss in non-smokers, that being the victim of discrimination is harmful to one's health, that casual marijuana use is not harmful to one's health, and that human immune system cells have some control over their own destinies. A species of horsefly, native to Queensland, Australia, was named Scaptia plinthia beyonce, after the singer Beyonce. It was the unique dense golden hairs on the fly's abdomen that led me to name this fly, said entomologist Brian Lessard, who noted that Beyonce is the all-time diva of flies. At least 6 people were killed and 64 injured when the Italian cruise ship Costa Concordia capsized off the coast of Tuscany. Hundreds of passengers jumped into the water and swam to a nearby island. At least a dozen others remain missing. Captain Francesco Cettino was indicted for manslaughter after authorities came to suspect that he had steered too close to the island in an attempt at showmanship, then fled the sinking ship 5 hours before the passengers were evacuated. The U.S. military began an investigation into a video that portrays 4 Marines urinating on the corpses of suspected Taliban insurgents. Rick Perry said at that debate last night that they should be investigated, but he really indicated that there was nothing wrong with that. After all, they're dead, I guess. And after all, they're just the Taliban. And a California man was taken into custody after pouring the cleaning agent goof off into his wife's bowl of Rice Krispies. Television chef Paula Deen, creator of the glazed donut hamburger, was revealed to have type 2 diabetes. The manufacturer of the Twinkie filed for bankruptcy protection. And a Los Angeles sheriff's deputy was charged with attempting to smuggle heroin into a courthouse jail via a bean and cheese burrito. I have always heard that in the jail, you can get any drug you want. A $3.5 million security barrier erected in Halifax Harbor to protect Canadian naval vessels from terrorism was dismantled after being rendered ineffective by mussels and kelp. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control reported that for the first time since 1965, homicide is not among the 15 leading causes of death in the United States. Yes, folks, for all that they say about awful crime, the crime rate is going down. And let's blame that on Barack Obama, too. Parents staged a protest outside a Georgia elementary school that gave third graders a cross-curricular homework assignment integrating the concept of slavery into math problems. If Frederick got two beatings a day, read one question, how many beatings did he get in 1 week? And here's some news that isn't from Harper's. Let's see here. There's been a lot of discussion on the net about the Stop Internet Piracy Act or the Prevent Internet Piracy Act, both going through the Congress and the Senate. The White House has officially shelved these bills for a while in order to discuss what it could do to creativity and freedom. And I mention this because today is Tuesday, the 17th. Tomorrow, on January 18th, several websites are going to go dark for 24 hours in protest to show what it will be like. This will include Wikipedia. I don't know if Google's going black. Probably not. But Wikipedia will actually, that will be noticeable. Kill Radio would go black for a day, but nobody would notice. So we're not really going to do anything. But I did enjoy seeing how Rupert Murdoch was so ticked off about this because he supports these acts. But of course, he runs Fox News. He supports anything that represses the freedoms of people. So look out. There may be a blackout of some websites this week. Well, Harper's reported last week about Beyonce and Jay-Z having a baby, so I'll report that Mina Subari and her second husband, Simone Sestito, have now filed for divorce, and that the remaining members of the Velvet Underground are suing the Andy Warhol Foundation over the use of the banana logo, which Warhol designed for the first Velvet Underground album. The Warhol Foundation has been selling expensive tote bags and things like that with the banana logo on it. The Velvets say that they should share in the profits. So I guess that'll be it for now. This is the news on Kill Radio, and it comes from harpers.org. And you can listen to my music program on killradio.org every Friday night at 11 p.m. here. It's called The Chill Room. It's a collage musical program. And that's it. I guess this message will self-destruct in 15 seconds. Thanks for listening.